Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audioboo. And it's now approximately 8:20 PM. And I'm just heading back home through the park. I've stopped over the wooden bridge at the middle of the park. The wee burn, as you can hear, trickling below. Very cold. Very, very packed. I just lifted my arm off the top of the wooden bench there, and the sleeve was kind of stuck to it. But it's a beautiful night. I'm standing, looking down on the wee burn below, about 10 feet below. And the peace and tranquility of the night. With not another person that I can see in any direction. It's lovely. Very, very calming. Of course, I always found that, even when I was younger, that night time in the frosty snow always had that effect of calming the mind, calming the spirit. The cold, fresh air, I guess, and the stillness on a cold and frosty evening. I suppose I'll move on. I suppose I will kind of take it all out once I get back indoors again to the centrally heated house. And I was intending, I had intended to stay out longer. But then came to a point where I realised that if I leave it too late in getting back, and then I know I will want a hot cup of tea and a bite to eat, that tea after 8 PM is not a good idea. Tea after 9 PM is a mad idea. So, hence, my route was redirected under the basis of, let's say, physical control. Anyway, I'm walking back down the path, which is an absolute skating rink. It really is. It's treacherous. And I would walk on the grass just to the side of me. But I'm never quite sure what has been left on the grass by those who secrete their dogs' secretions in the dark of the night. In other words, the lazy buggers that know they'll get away with it when it's dark, because no one will see it. So rather than trail anything home, I'll take my chances on the skating rink. Takes me back, actually, because I was a very keen skater. And when I was young, I never missed a Saturday night at the skating. And even used to take my skates up to the local ponds that would freeze over in the winter and skate on top of the ponds. In fact, I even remember, not just on one occasion, but I do remember in severe winters, which we did get when I was young, skating from my parents' house around the scheme, around the housing scheme, the housing estate, if you will, skating on the roads, because the roads were under at least an inch, solid inch of ice. And it was quite wonderful to not be tied to the form of a skating rink, in other words, in circles, but be able to go downhill and uphill and round to the left and the right and all manner of fun things when you're young, perfectly fit. Also remembering that when I was young, I almost went there. I had no fear of falling. You just ran and slid on the ice, on the pavements, wherever. Didn't care. Now, at approaching 63, that tentative walk, because you know if you do go down, it's going to hurt a lot. And it's going to take a while to heal. Oh, for the vigour of youth. Oh, for the ignorance of youth. And for the devil may care of youth as well. I'm glad I had such a good childhood, a good teenage life, a good daredevil life. Because now at this age, all I can do is tippy-toe carefully over ice patches and remember the days when I didn't give a jot and would have happily fell on my arse all the way and got bounced back up and done the same again. So, I've approached the road again. Head down now for the final, I guess, 6 furlongs. Actually might be on that. I think actually maybe eight or ten furlongs back to the house. Not good at those horsey things. Anyway, it's getting noisy and it's getting cold. Or it is cold. But my hand's getting colder. I've enjoyed this wee walk. I really have. I'm glad I came out. And television is always there and computer screens are always there. But now it's time for a big hot mug of tea and a bit of toast. Bye for now.